Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are in the Tatuaje booth with Pete Johnson. Pete, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome, man.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
The freshly awarded Tatuaje booth.
Yeah. Best in-show mid-size booth.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah. First time.
First time.
That's what we heard.
Took 4 years to do it. Well, so, 13 years to really do it, but our booth was nothing special ever. But when we did the Garcia and Tatuaje booth 4 years ago, we thought we were going to get it, and we didn't.
No, it's great. I like the setup. It's simple. It's like we were talking about. It's much more fitting to you guys.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, just the feel of it's our style.
Yeah.
I might have, grabbed a little bit of European influence because in Dortmund there's a lot of booths that are very similar to this that I liked, and so that probably stuck in my head when I was designing this. But we like it.
Nice. And you got the Brady Bunch wall over here that we were just talking about?
Yeah.
all the Tatuaje employees.
I'm in the Alice position. I like it. I'm the housewife or the housemaid.
Yeah.
I think I might be because I'm always the one cleaning up after
everything. You make sure everything runs. Right?
Oh, Alice.
All right. So let's talk about some of the cigars. What's some of the new stuff that people are talking about?
I think one of the biggest things that people are talking about is the Reserva Broadleaf collection that we're standing in front of. It's something I was going to do next year, and of course, timelines got sped up, but I'm really excited about it. It's just a lot of work for the factory.
It looks like it's a beautiful setup, and it's 10 of each.
Yep.
So it's 100 cigars total. Wow.
Yeah, and you got to buy it in the 100-count box, and I'm thinking a lot of retailers will end up opening up each bundle and selling individuals. At least you can get 10 facings in such a small space. But I think there might be a few people that want to buy the whole thing. So
I can imagine. What does the whole thing run?
$1,200 retail.
Really?
Without, obviously, OTP taxes and stuff like that.
It sounds about right for 100. You're getting 100 cigars.
Yeah, it's exactly the retail of the cigars. I didn't bump them because they have broadleaf on them. They're the same, same price. These are made in Nicaragua as opposed to all these sizes are normally made in Miami. Okay. Yeah.
Now, are these going to be available individually, or this is the only way it's coming?
Well, the Noya and the Regio were always individual.
Yes.
Eventually, they'll come out in 10 packs. And then the Verite 13 is finally coming out. It's not had nothing to really do with anything because the cigars have been done for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
I just liked aging them. I was like, every time I go down, I'm like, they're like, when do you want to pack these? I go, oh, good. So the last time I was down there, I told them, I said, start packing them because I want them to sit in their boxes for a while. In their own environment. It's kind of like aging in a vat and then aging in the bottle. So those will be out sometime towards November, but they're slowly trickling up now.
Awesome.
And then a Skinny Monster collection, which is kind of fun.
All right, so we're talking Skinny Monsters.
Yeah, we had this idea to go ahead. Actually, Dan's idea. We were brainstorming on some stuff in Los Angeles, and they knew I was going to be changing my packaging on Black Label. So Dan's like, why don't you take the Skinny Monsters and put them in the old Black Label Petite Lancero boxes and make the boxes look like the old coffins? I go, okay, that's cool. But then I started making the old coffin looks, and I'm like, man, that's not working. There's too many similar colors and too much of a burden for the factory.
Yeah.
So I just copied the color of the bands.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a visual for sure. And these are bought by the set from the retailers also. It's not for individual purchase yet.
Okay.
You have to buy, there's only 400 sets being made, so you have to buy a full set. And then we expanded the Skinny Monsters with Cazadore Edition and Lancero Edition, only because they're two sizes I really love, and I wanted to have them out there. So that's my favorite size, too. So 6 3/8 by 43, something that's really comfortable for me and lots of flavor. So I always wanted to taste all of them in that size.
So there are no shortage of monsters at this point.
No.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, the only thing we might be short on is the regular monsters. But the new Kruger's coming out, and I have plans for the monster series in general moving forward. Even with the FDA thing, I have a good chance that I can move forward with, the substantial equivalents, and we'll see.
Well, that's good to hear, because I know, I mean, that's a series that everybody loves, right?
Yeah, I might have to go back to the original and start doing sequels of everything, so that's about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, potentially re-releasing those?
Yeah. Yeah, so going back to Frank and starting all over again. We'll see. Hey, it's good. It's 10 years later, you know.
Yeah. That's perfect timing, right? And, I mean, those were... A lot of guys didn't get a chance to smoke those cigars in those particular sizes,
yeah,
too, so...
A lot of people didn't even know what the Monster Series was when I first started. And most guys were actually able to buy, like, 8-10 boxes because no one cared.
The guys that were in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just said, wow, Pete's... They were big into the brand early on there. Like, Pete's got this new thing coming out. I'm just going to buy a bunch of boxes. They're kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then... Of course, now they're like, I
yes,
won.
Awesome. Yeah, no, and going back to those original ones and getting a chance to smoke all of them in the different sizes, different tolas is a lot of fun. The Frank is still, I think, my favorite.
And that's, the
skinny Frank, is especially that skinny size,
that blend shines. Also, the Jason shined a lot in that, but I'm scared of the Jason, to be perfectly honest. No pun intended. Every time I smoke it, I get a little like... A little light.
Really?
So, yeah.
Do you have the packaging for the Kruger? Is it here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's on the bar.
I'll get a photo of it.
You know, I kind of mimic the whole sweater thing with the and the burnt skin on the sides of the box. And
I'm really looking forward to that blend.
But the cigar is cool. I love the size. I love the blend. I'm really happy with it. I'm happy with all of them, but... You know, every once in a while, one just really kind of stands out a little bit more for me.
Yep.
And they're all my favorite, but then
this one's my favorite, yeah.
But this one's rocking. Yeah. So
it's smoking good?
Yeah.
We talked about it when we had you on the show, and you said it was smoking good then. And that was 4 months ago?
Every time I do them, though, I have to start production like late December, early January, just to make the timeline. Yeah. Otherwise, I could potentially miss production, so
it's funny. I was looking at I do some home brewing. Talked about this before,
yeah.
And all the ads that I see now are for pumpkin ales.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I don't want a pumpkin ale right now, but I mean for it to be ready
right now.
Yeah, now is the time to do it, so it'd be ready by the time.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, it's Christmas time and like Easter eggs are out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I guess it's the same thing. I never really thought about it that way. I never really thought about it like that. Awesome. Well, Pete, really appreciate it, man.
No, thank you, bro. Appreciated you always, and thanks for coming by and covering this. So,
yeah, always appreciate hanging out with you. The booth looks great. Congratulations on the award.
I'll make sure I come back on the show.
Yeah, for another 2 hours.
2 hours.
The longest episode we've ever had, which was awesome. Everybody loved it.
I get into a talking mode, and the next thing you know, it's just over.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was fun. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. When we had the Atelier guys on, too, they hung around for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Dan, you can't get him to shut up. So.
Once really, you have to ask Dan one question, and that's
it. Like this long.
And really, all you can say is like, "Hey, how you doing?" And then he's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, Pete, appreciate it. They were drinking some beer and having a good time. They were having a good time. All right, guys.
They were all via satellite too.
Yeah, everybody was in, and they all had to make fun of each other, and they were like a lot like the Brady Bunch kids. You got a good point there, with everything that was going on.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. I mean, we bust each other's chops all the time. The best in show thing, the dog jokes started coming up, you know.
Yeah.
I had bad hips.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
We're silly.
Yeah, you have to be. You spend this much time together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. All right, guys, thanks for checking out all of our Cigar Federation coverage of IPCPR 2016.